All right, good afternoon. Welcome to my monthly press availability. I have a couple of things we want to talk about today, then of course we'll have an opportunity for questions. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the crime stats, which I'll do first. Then I want to introduce the members of the Innocence Lost Task Force, and I'll explain exactly what that is before we do that. Then I'm going to talk about one of our canine handlers who's been nationally recognized, Tom Call, and his dog Rocco. Probably can tell he's the one on my left. And then I want to also talk a little bit about our reserve program, which is extremely important, and I know a topic of great interest, and I have two of my reserves here, Ali Bashir and Dave Vasquez, and they'll be able to answer questions if the media has questions about the reserve program and want to hear it from somebody that is currently involved in it and not somebody like me who did it 35 years ago. Okay, first of all, Part 1 crime continues to be down in the city of Los Angeles, although we do have a couple of issues that we're struggling with. Overall, Part 1 crime is down a little over 2%. Violent crime is down a little over 8%, and gang crime is down 24%. So those are good numbers. Unfortunately, we've had 7 more homicides than we did at this point last year, which is about a 9% increase at this point. The good news to that, or the better news to that, is shootings are down, aggravated assaults are down, so I expect that the homicide trend will even itself out as the year progresses. We continue to use our CompStat process to redeploy resources as necessary to address these crime problems. Another piece that's been of media interest is Facebook and Twitter parties. You know, I have a couple of really clear messages here. First of all, and these are parties where, through social media, large groups of primarily young people are made aware of a residence that's vacant, either through vacation or through some other means, and then converge on this location and have a party. And to do that, they have to enter the residence, and we've had incidents of theft and obvious break-in and things like that. So two messages. First of all, if you engage in this activity, you are guilty of a felony, and we will arrest and prosecute you. Second of all, for those homeowners out there, if you're going to be absent from your residence, don't put it on the social media. Don't make people aware. Don't give people an opportunity to converge on your house and take advantage of your absence. So just a couple of messages to the public on that. Now, the Los Angeles Innocence Lost Task Force. The Innocence Lost Task Force is a multi-jurisdictional task force comprised of law enforcement officers from the LAPD, the FBI, and the District Attorney's Office, and the Department of Homeland Security. The task force was developed to address a growing problem of sexual exploitation of children through prostitution in the United States. We've had a very successful program in the city and county of Los Angeles. Today, these groups have worked successfully to rescue more than 1,800 children nationwide. Investigations have led to the prosecution and conviction of over 800 pimps, madams, and their associates who exploit children through prostitution. These convictions have resulted in lengthy sentences, including multiple life sentences, seizure of real property, vehicles, and monetary assets. Keep in mind, all of the victims that we're talking about here, all of those that are involved in the sexual exploitation as prostitutes, are under 18 years of age. Because of the time-sensitive nature of these investigations and incredible trauma suffered by the victims, the Innocence Lost Task Force is critical to combating these terrible crimes. Our task force has arrested 33 suspects for human trafficking and rescued 54 female minor victims. These numbers are unprecedented in this field of investigation. So I'd like to acknowledge the members of this task force and thank them for their diligence and their commitment and their recognition that prostitution is not a victimless crime. Prostitution is not sex between two consenting adults. Prostitution oftentimes is a contract between a minor who is being forced into service and an adult. This is wrong. It affects people on many levels. It is a terrible crime. So I'd like to thank Detective Dana Harris, Detective Vincent Chan, Detective Pedro Rodriguez, Police Officer Kristen Humphreys, Police Officer Aaron Korth, Police Officer Sean King, FBI Special Agent Jeffrey Yasinski, and my LADA Representative Ruben, see Ruben, your last name is tough, Letramora. And, you know, the kind of service that they provide to the city of Los Angeles cannot be overstated. You know, our innocent children are the true victims and the purest victims in society, and their protection is an absolute priority. Shifting gears a little bit, each year, Police Canine Magazine nominates a police officer and his canine companion as Team of the Year. Hundreds of people are nominated and only one team is selected. And this year, the magazine selected LAPD officer Tom Call, 22-year veteran of the Los Angeles Police Department, and his canine officer, canine partner Rocco.
How long has Rocco been working?
Approximately 4 years.
4 years. So far, Tom still gets to call the shots, but Rocco's moving up. So I want to tell you a little bit about one of the reasons that they got selected as the Team of the Year. Last year, we had a serious incident where Los Angeles police officers were attempting to arrest a homicide suspect. A homicide suspect fled, engaging the officers with gunfire. Tom and Rocco were called to the scene. They did a large search, and about a half a mile away from the original incident, Rocco located the homicide suspect who had hidden himself upon a roof. Another gun battle ensued, and the suspect was taken into custody. You know, the value of canine teams and what they bring to the apprehension of dangerous criminals is truly a hallmark of LA law enforcement. You know, I think that what Rocco and what Tom do every day, confront the most violent suspects in society, is worthy of commendation, and I really, really appreciate Canine Magazine taking the time and the effort to recognize them. And then lastly, thank you to my reserve corps. You know, it's tough enough to be a cop, doing it day in and day out, but imagine facing the danger that we face on the streets and doing it part-time and doing it for free. Well, there's over 400 Los Angeles police reserves that do that every month. They do a great job. They undergo the same training as full-time Los Angeles police officers, and they've been doing it for decades. The Police Reserve Corps was first instituted during World War II, when many active police officers were engaged in service for the armed forces. At one time, it had as many as 2,500 reserve officers, and that tradition has continued to this day. We've had many notable accomplishments of our Reserve Corps. They work as true partners with regular Los Angeles police officers. And as a matter of fact, Level 1 reserves, like the two that have joined me today, can work absolutely independently of Los Angeles police officers because they are, in fact, sworn police officers for the city of Los Angeles with the exact same training as their full-time counterparts. So I want to recognize our Reserve Corps. I want to thank them for their contributions to safety in the city of Los Angeles. Being twice a citizen is very tough. They have to juggle full-time employment with a part-time avocation that they have a true love for, and I appreciate what they do every day. As many of you know, I started my career with the Los Angeles Police Department as a reserve in 1975. It was immensely valuable and formed the way that I think about service to the public. So I commend and recognize my fellow reserves.